Penguin Random House Audio presents Neon Prey by John Sanford, read for you by Richard Ferrone. Chapter 1. Dees was a thin man. He was fast, with ropey muscles, and mean, like an aggressive orangutan. His face was a skull, tight, sly, except where a half-dozen wrinkles crossed his sunburnt forehead. He had black eyes and a nose that had been broken into angles like a lump of shattered pottery. He had a red and blue tattoo on one shoulder of a wolf with a biker's head in its jaws, and, on the other, a witchy Medusa in black ink with spitting cobras for hair. Smart? Smart enough for the job, anyway. People who got close to him usually stepped back. Dees smelled bad. He didn't know it, and people didn't tell him because, well, because he was Dees. His boss told one of his associates that Dees smelled like ferret shit, and the boss would know because he kept a pair of ferrets as pets. Like a lot of Southerners, Dees was big on barbecue and wanted it done right. He brushed the meat lightly on both sides with extra virgin olive oil, seasoned with kosher salt from the Louisiana salt mines, and coarse black pepper. He added a sprinkling of filet, a powder made of ground sassafras leaves and mostly used with gumbo, but it worked on barbecue, too. He cooked the steaks over peach charcoal, brought by a Georgia peckerwood to the Red Stick Farmer's Market in Baton Rouge.